You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In Redfern, Sydney, a community synonymous with Indigenous political history, Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt outlines a pathway to achieving a voice to government.
If we are serious about a voice, then we really do have to do this properly. And what I would say to the people who are involved in Uluru, what you've brought forward is a concept that really defines the need around listening to voice. But to me, it's also voices of the people in a community.
Announcing a 12-month plan to consult Indigenous communities around the country. The Minister has recruited Professors Marcia Langton and Tom Kalmer to lead a new team that will aim to ensure all voices are heard at all levels of government. The Coalition has already ruled out enshrining a voice in the Constitution, which was the original proposal of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. Mr. Wyatt says that's not the only solution.
The voice became a statement out of those meetings at Uluru. And so it was not defined in a very distinct, clear way. And when I've been out in communities, communities are saying the voice nationally is not as significant as the voices of our community. How do we get people to listen to us about what's happening here?
Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the statement from the heart needs to be respected.
Well, the floor is here. That the Indigenous community went through an extensive consultation process, and what they said was they wanted a voice to Parliament enshrined in the Constitution, something that wouldn't be a third chamber, something that would simply guarantee that when issues were being debated in the National Parliament that affected on First Nations people, they should be consulted.
Labor's Indigenous Australian spokeswoman Linda Burney will also be consulted through the process. She says Minister Wyatt is in an invidious position.
Ken Wyatt is walking an extremely difficult path. He knows what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have said about an enshrined voice, but he is also a member of the government, and the government, through the Prime Minister, has clearly said there will be no enshrined voice. That is the path that Ken has to tread.
The government's decision to legislate the voice and not enshrine it in the Constitution has already been flatly rejected by some in the community. Indigenous advocate Thomas Mair voices that view.
Well, it's a slap in the face for all Indigenous people in the country. The Uluru process was an unprecedented national process, very thorough, designed and led by Indigenous people and Indigenous experts. We can't walk away from that consensus, because what it means is whatever they come up with in this new co-design process, we can't trust that it's going to be implemented.
It's an argument likely to be put forward in the latest rounds of discussion. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.
sbs.com.au